An entitled Karen gets me in trouble with corporate after she blatantly lies to them, claiming that I accused her of trying to steal from our store. And despite the fact that I had proof that this entitled Karen was just trying to get me fired, my managers refused to believe me, instead choosing to take the side of this entitled Karen. And I've honestly never been more frustrated and angry in my life. Here's what happened. So we all love stories where Karens discover instant karma, but sometimes these Karens have lasting effects on our lives. And my story is one such situation. Let me explain. This was when I worked in retail. I was a self-checkout host, and my job involved engaging with the customers by providing assistance when needed. I would answer any questions, like if they needed help finding an item or anything like that, as well as correcting price issues when possible. My other duties involved my presence being a form of theft deterrent. If the self-checkouts had no host, more of the dishonest types would be encouraged to bag and go without paying. I'm not saying it doesn't happen still, but I once prevented a would-be thief from cashing out a $100 item as a 50-cent trinket. I think you get the idea. Now, this one Karen who was a regular took particular offense to me doing my job. I remember her because she would come in every day with her entourage looking like they dyed their hair with acid every week. Their hair was always different colors and looked like they dyed it in the dark. For whatever reason, she simply just didn't like me. She would always have an attitude with me and even accuse me of profiling her just by standing there and doing my job. And so as a result, I eventually just stopped greeting her. Well, one day I got called into the office and written up because a customer had written a letter to corporate complaining that I accused them of theft. Now, it didn't matter what I said on the matter because according to corporate, they have to believe that their customers are telling the truth. So you may be wondering, how did I know that it was the same Karen who didn't like me? Well, one of my coworkers told me they overheard the Karen complaining to her friends that I didn't get fired on the spot and still had my job. Even with my coworker's statement, I still couldn't get the write-up removed. Management looked poorly on me, and every attempt I made to move up the pay scale was overlooked despite my years with the company. The ones I trained, though, they would get promoted. Eventually, after all was said and done, I decided to leave the company, and I'm still blown away that this entitled Karen got away with this. Wow, what an awful manager and corporate system. The fact that they would automatically believe a customer as if they have any idea of what they're talking about is incredibly insane to me. The phrase, the customer's always right, is never right. It hasn't been right for like 100 years. People really suck nowadays, like seriously. I seriously can't imagine running a company and running a store and having that as your policy. Like, talk about a surefire way to make everybody in that company lose confidence in their managers. And this situation is no different. Even with another witness basically backing up the original poster's statement, it still wasn't enough to stop these stupid managers from writing them up. Like, this other coworker literally said, yeah, this lady's trying to conspire against the original poster. And even with all of that in mind, corporate's just gonna be like, sorry, they're probably still telling the truth. Like, what are you talking about? No, they're not. They are clearly lying and just being incredibly weird. So truly, I'm so sorry you had to deal with this. This is such an unfair situation overall. And honestly, I'm just glad that you don't work there any longer, because you would probably still be trying to work your way up the ladder, and these people would probably still be trying to keep you down. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. I've had some horrible recent customer service experiences at the restaurant that I started working at, and now I'm at a point where I'm considering quitting and going to work somewhere else because things are just getting so bad, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. I have recently started working at a mid-range chain restaurant. My previous serving experience was at higher-end restaurants and events, but this is just different. Lower-tier restaurants also means lower-tier customers, and my God, is this draining me in every possible way. My first bad experience happened a few days after finishing my training. I was quite upset immediately after, and since it was the first table of the day, it kind of ruined the whole day for me. The customers weren't necessarily unhappy with my service at the time, they just weren't clear about what they wanted, and then place the blame on me. For example, they have let one of their children pick what they wanted to eat, and I confirmed with the parents that they agreed, but fast forward and when the food got to the table, they asked for the manager and said that this is not what they ordered, which is a complete lie. There were a few other instances like this as well. Customers, for the most part, dined for about 30 to 40 minutes, hardly ever longer than that. Well, these people were at my table for 1.5 hours, and then they didn't even leave me a tip. Now, as I said, bad. I was a bit upset, but I got over it and I chalked it up as inexperience on my part. Today, I got another customer that I thought was a bit out of line. When I dropped the check at the table, he started schooling me on what he thought I did wrong, how he's been working in the service industry for a long time, and he was a server and a bartender, so he knows the ropes. And he had me at his table for 5 minutes giving me a lecture. I just nodded, apologized, and just let him talk. He ended up putting a tip in, but then failed to sign the paper. I got the impression that he did that on purpose, just so I wouldn't actually get his tip, since it's impossible that someone that worked in the service industry wouldn't know that they need to sign the check. I had some really great customers after that who definitely made up for that one table. Now, my manager is really great, sweet, and kind, and I was always made to feel included and looked after. Well, today, the manager was acting a little cold towards me, but I didn't linger on it too much. Well, once I got home from work, everything kind of changed. Now, I don't know what came over me, but I decided to look at the reviews for my place of work. And when I checked it out, there was one review that was specifically naming me. They weren't complaining about bad service on my part, but they claimed that I was trying to flirt with her husband and ignoring her. I honestly wanted to cry. I know who left the review, and it's so unfair that I can't reply and defend myself. I have made it a point since my first day to always tend to the lady at the table first and ask her and her alone any kind of question, not even looking the other males at the table in the eyes. This time, however, the husband was the only person at the table speaking English, so even though I was addressing her, he was the only one replying, and I had no choice but to look at him. Now, I never ever even had a second thought about flirting with that man. I feel so embarrassed and humiliated and ashamed. I know the owner and manager saw the review because they actually replied. I'm starting to wonder if I should already start looking for a new job, because at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Honestly, I completely understand where the original poster's coming from. I know in past jobs I've worked in the restaurant industry, and let me tell you something, just from personal experience, and I'm sure some of you can relate to this, if you want to find some really entitled people and see them in their natural habitat, just work at a restaurant for like a month. You will have so many interactions with entitled Karens and Kevins, it seriously is not even funny. First of all, you're going to have parents just like the original poster dealt with, who will blatantly lie about you just to get you in trouble. Like seriously, those parents were so out of line. The original poster did their job. They confirmed what the order was and everything. Like, what is wrong with people like this? Calling over a manager just to get you in trouble on purpose, all because you ordered the wrong thing and now it's the server's fault? And don't even get me started on the person who was lecturing the original poster. Anyone who acts like some kind of like former expert in the restaurant industry, in my opinion, is completely bored with their life. So they go to restaurants to brag about how cool they are, how they know everything about the restaurant industry. But at the end of the day, he can't even sign his check. Like, seriously? Come on. And to top it all off, they deal with some stupid lady being like, wow, you're flirting with my husband. Like, no lady, I'm not trying to flirt with your husband. I'm trying to make rent for this month. Are you nuts? Now, I don't know about you, but this story was like a trip down memory lane, and I seriously have a lot of sympathy for the original poster. So hopefully this can all get worked out with your manager, because clearly this lady was just trying to get you in trouble. Because I'm convinced that you could do everything right for a customer, and they would still try to find a reason to complain about you. An entitled customer tries to return a Halloween costume right before Halloween even happens. And I've never met a more delusional customer in my life. Here's what happened. So I first want to start off by saying that this happened over 20 years ago. I was an assistant manager at a craft store, and our Halloween merchandise included costumes. The store doesn't sell them anymore, and I can completely understand why not. I mean, they were always a mess. We had the usual return policy. You need a receipt, and it needs to have been purchased within 30 days, while also still being in the original packaging. But with all of that in mind, our manager was trying to enforce a new rule. No returns on holiday merchandise within 7 days of the holiday. Now, because this was a new policy, there were signs at every register and flyers we put in bags at checkout. We had a rock star for a head cashier. She could handle just about anything, but some customers just have to talk to a manager. So I come to her register when called because she has an issue with a customer trying to return an item, and the item itself is a costume. There's no receipt, there is no packaging, just a crumpled ball of cheap fabric tossed into one of our bags. I run through the issues, knowing full well that she has already heard all of this from the head cashier, but the customer in question isn't taking no for an answer. Finally, I get to the point that it's 2 days before Halloween, and we are no longer taking returns on Halloween merchandise. And she asked me a question, well, why is that? Well, silly me, I think she's a sane individual and take the time to explain to her our aggressive clearance policy on seasonal merchandise and that there is no way that we would be able to sell it before Halloween. She thinks this is an opening to explain that we surely would be able to sell the costume. She says that 4 out of 5 of her children have worn it and they absolutely loved it. She doesn't understand why her youngest is refusing to wear it, but the fact that the other kids did surely shows what a good costume it is and that we will have no problem selling it in the next 2 days. So I took a moment, I gathered my thoughts, and I asked her the question. So you're telling me that you had this costume for years and it's been worn no less than 4 times, and because a 5th child is refusing to wear it, you think that we should take it back? She just shook her head enthusiastically, thinking she was finally making some kind of progress. I then gently offered her directions to the secondhand store down the street. Now, I know I got off easy. There's a lot more crazy out there in retail, but she was the most delusional customer I ever had, and I always think of her and her son every time Halloween comes around the corner. Wow, this lady seriously tried to return a costume that 4 of her kids have worn. Like, seriously, at that point, there's nothing to return. Like, this isn't a rental place. You're not borrowing it and then returning it later on. Like, when you buy this kind of costume, especially one of those cheap Halloween costumes, you have to know there's no way on earth you're ever gonna return that. Like, that's going to collect dust until the end of time in your closet. And some of those cheap costumes are just that. They are incredibly cheap. They don't fit correctly all the way. Sometimes they're like super itchy and they feel weird, and you find yourself unable to wear it for more than like maybe an hour. So the fact that this customer seriously thought that they would be able to return it is honestly incredibly funny. My girlfriend has the mental resilience of a toddler, getting angry and upset and even crying over the smallest things possible. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. My partner and I have been together for 3 years, and I would say everything has been great. We bicker here and there, but have never had any major arguments. I do most of the chores around the house, but I enjoy doing them, and while she struggles to help, she does make a good effort that I'm happy with. The biggest gripe that I've been dealing with lately is that she will break down, start to cry, and throw a tantrum at the most minor of inconveniences. For example, if I can't park in her favorite parking spot, or I have to park a little further away from the grocery store entrance, she will cry for about 20 minutes in the car and be in this miserable mood for the next hour or so. Or maybe we're playing video games and it's a single player or a multiplayer experience and she ends up losing. Well, she then throws the headset and controller and starts to cry again. If she knows she has to go in 30 minutes early for work, she will be miserable the night before. Maybe the bank's closed because it's a Sunday. Well, in that case, her whole day is ruined and she will remain mute or barely talk for the next 2 hours. Now keep in mind, this is only when she's around me, close friends, or her family. When she's around coworkers or acquaintances, she's completely fine and can tolerate just about anything that might come her way. Now, I could deal with this for the first year and would usually respond with love and affection, such as a hug or even holding her, but it has slowly became more and more annoying until it's just become such a downer on my mood. It's hard to want to go out or do anything with her because I'm always fearing that something small will happen that will spark this. What's most frustrating is that after she's done throwing a tantrum, she will act like nothing has happened. But in the meantime, I'm still stuck in fight or flight mode. I don't know how to tell her that her reactions are overblown and that they wear greatly on me. Obviously, if something minor sends her over the top, then me saying something like that would be like setting a nuke off. I feel I've coddled her too much from these outbursts, and as a result, she kind of expects it. And now I seriously don't know what to do. Before we go any further, the original poster actually has an update on the situation. Here's what they had to say. Okay, so I've taken all the responses that I've received from this post, and after a quick nap, I decided to bring it up and tell her what's going on. She has gotten very sullen, but after I said my part, she admitted that it is an issue and that she feels bad about how it made me feel. She understands that it's not right to doomsday over the little things. She didn't resist and agreed that it'd be best for her to go see a therapist to try and help her, and I've agreed to help her find one. Now, I've dealt with depression for over a decade, and I used to get into really dark places, and after years of therapy, I'm in the best shape mentally thanks to a good therapist. I do understand that she won't become perfect overnight, but I'm confident that there will be improvements, and that's all I can really care about. I just want her to try and make an effort. Anytime I've brought up an issue, she's always been very quick to correct it, and hopefully this effort continues to be made.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping always. Imagine always having high quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, that does sound like a really tricky situation. Just from reading through the post, it really does seem like your girlfriend is going through some kind of depressive episode. I mean, she would start crying over the smallest things. And I think that's like a big sign of someone going through some kind of depressive episode, or maybe there's something going wrong in their life or something like that. But you know what? With all that in mind, I really think you've proven yourself as a good partner. You've dealt with this for so many years at this point. You've really tried your best to just deal with this and try and hold her and take care of her as best you can, but eventually it hit a point where you needed to have some kind of change, and thankfully your partner was very open to it. So truly, I hope this all works out for the two of you, because it really does sound like the both of you are in this relationship for the long haul. Would I be the jerk if I got married in my friend's wedding dress, which is also the same wedding dress that she wore when she found out that her soon-to-be husband was actually cheating on her? Here's what happened. So I'm a 29-year-old female, and I'm getting married next May to my boyfriend of 11 years. We've been engaged since the birth of our child 5 years ago. Due to a number of circumstances, mostly all due to financial reasons, we have had a long engagement. I have been friends with Caitlin, that's not her real name, all the way since grade school. And although we're not best friends, we have had a long and joyful friendship that means a lot to me. I went to Caitlin's wedding for her college sweetheart, which happened when she was freshly graduated at 23. Unfortunately, her husband was found in a bathroom stall with one of his coworkers at the reception. My heart broke for her, and I was part of her support system in the aftermath. She is now happily remarried with two kids of her own. In planning for my own wedding, the one thing I've been struggling with for years is the dress that I want to wear. My body image is poor, and I do have an unusually large chest that makes all shopping just awful. But I went thrift shopping last week, and I found the dress. It was everything I could have dreamed of, and it fit me perfectly. I literally fell to my knees crying in the dressing room. Right away, I sent a photo to everyone I could think of, including my friend Caitlin. Well, she called me immediately. I didn't see it then, but when I got home, I saw that I had multiple missed calls and text messages from Caitlin. Well, it's then that I found out that it's her wedding dress from her marriage to her ex. Apparently, she finally decided to let it go. Since it was so long ago, I genuinely didn't recognize it. It's also not as if she goes around parading her wedding photos to anybody. But once she said it, I remembered right away. Now, I tried to laugh it off, but she said to me, "I'm sure they'll let you return it under the circumstances." At that point, I felt sick to my stomach, because it was obvious she didn't want me to wear the dress, and I was already super attached to it. I stopped engaging for the rest of the night, and I talked it over with my fiance and some other friends. And I have to say, everybody's opinions are split. Some know how hard this process has been for me, and think that Caitlin is being petty. And honestly, I don't think that way at all. I really get where she's coming from, but I literally cannot keep looking. It was only for $30, and I have a 5-year-old. I would love to spend wedding dress money on her instead. Other people say that it's not only a bad omen, but disrespectful to Caitlin to look at me in her dress. In my opinion, Caitlin has moved on and has a family. If the roles were reversed, I would be thrilled for her. Now, with that said, I do completely understand that I could be the jerk by reminding a friend I do love of one of the worst days that she ever had in her life. I tried talking to her about it the next day, but she has been firm on not attending my wedding if I wear the dress. She actually said she is rethinking the friendship in general, and I'm honestly gutted, and I really just don't think that's fair. I would love to find a solution that allows me to keep the dress and my friend. So honestly, would I be the jerk if I got married in this dress? What should I do? Honestly, I can't even imagine the embarrassment and pain that your friend went through on that day. Like seriously, they bought that dress for themselves to get married to somebody they thought they could love, only to then find out that their husband cheated on them. So when I say it's a bad idea to wear that dress on your wedding day, I seriously mean that. Like, this would be an awful thing to do to your friend. And I don't blame her for saying, "I'm not showing up if you're wearing that, are you kidding me?" Like, seriously, this is not a good thing to do. I don't believe in any of that bad energy or bad omen BS. I think that's all garbage in my opinion, and I really don't think that garbage should inform your decision. But in my opinion, what absolutely should inform your decision is how upset your friend is getting. Like, seriously, you said it yourself. This dress only cost $30 at a thrift store. It did not break the bank to get this dress, and I think it would be a massive misstep to choose the dress over your friendship. Like, seriously, I can't believe you're even considering wearing this in the first place. I would be mortified if I was your friend in this situation. And sure, congratulations, the dress fits you. But in exchange for having a dress that fits your body, you're about to lose a friend who clearly wants to be involved in your life. Like, your friend has it right, in my opinion. She's rethinking this friendship and pretty much everything she knows about you because you would rather get a dress that fits instead of think about her feelings. And honestly, that is such a selfish place to operate from. So truly, I hope you do the right thing, because in my opinion, this would absolutely be a huge betrayal of trust, and I can't imagine ever trying to justify this. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.